Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, first-timers, both of them, at least first-timers, with Ron Siegel Radio. Kristen Cruz, Team Up Insurance, welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And David Autry, also with Team Up Insurance, welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime. Hey, you got to love that when we get that Facebook set up. Get that little background noise coming in there. But let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, and it would not be a day of Ron Siegel Radio if we were not celebrating. Let's celebrate something every day. Some days we've got some better celebrations than other days. I'm still recovering from National Lobster Day. Leading a lending team, though, you gotta look at this day today, and I might be getting ill, so our guests might have to take over the broadcast for me today. And I do tend to cause a little bit of problems on this day. Actually, every year on this day, I get in a lot of trouble.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, it's National Compliance Officer Day. Unbelievable. Yeah, they're not going to get into that one. National Situational Awareness Day, maybe. National Johnny Appleseed Day. Shamu the Whale Day, I like that one. But having beaten anorexia, I'm going to go with National Pancake Day. I love that one. National Pancake Day, everybody. Yeah, we're ready for that. Having a little bit of a good time on that one today. Studio audience there, getting into it today. Checking out the markets for you today. What's happening in the markets? The Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 52 points. Oil, $50.69 per barrel. I've shared with you that you're going to have to watch that one because there's going to be a glut next time they report. We're going to see a big buildup of oil because the refineries are not doing too well right now. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.28 is the number on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Not good for our seniors, those that are living on a fixed income. But if you are thinking about getting a mortgage, then you're going to be very happy with that number. So there's the issue right there. Moving right along, Case-Shiller came out with their numbers this morning. So the home price index rises 5.9%. That beat expectations there. So we're looking at that. Appreciation still a good number when we are looking at home pricing, home valuations. That's why I tell you it's a great place to invest all the time. How about taking some money out of your real estate, out of your property, and putting it into some other investments? We've had Al Manfrey on. He's got some very, very safe, secure investments. So we chat about those all the time. Moving. Had you watch that Cowboy game last night? I know Mitchell was watching. The Cowboys came up with a new method of trying to deal with this. And you know that what's happening right now. They're just not getting the ratings. The ratings have been dying based on what's going on with all these different professional teams deciding that they want to be into politics. And I don't know about you. If I want to watch politics, I'm going to watch politics. If I want to be entertained, I don't want to hear about politics. I want to watch the ball game. I want to have some fun with that. Now that we've got all of these professional athletes thinking that they know something, most of them don't, and then deciding that they want to be into politics, it's pretty interesting. Too bad they don't even know their own rule book, NFL. Here's an issue that very few people are following. They don't understand this part of it. But the NFL rule book does not mention the national anthem because the rule book deals with the things that are going on during game time. Now, they do also have an operations manual, and it dictates how NFL games should be run, the bigger picture, the organizational issues. The operational manual says the national anthem must be played prior to every NFL game, and all players must be on the sideline for the national anthem. During the national anthem, players on the field and bench area should stand at attention. Did you hear that, Colin Kaepernick?
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah. Face the flag, hold helmets in their left hand, and refrain from talking. The home team should ensure that the American flag is in good condition. It should be pointed out to players and coaches that we continue to be judged by the public in this area of respect for the flag and our country. Failure to be on the field by the start of the national anthem may result in discipline, such as fines, suspensions, and/or the forfeiture of draft choices for violations, including first offenses. If anybody's going to be listening to that, if anybody's reading that, apparently a lot of the teams have no clue. Most of the players are generally clueless. You know, and it's not a bash against the players. In many instances, when many of us were studying business, when we were doing all of our studies, they were studying fastball, curveball, clipping, first downs. So they don't understand some of these things. You wonder why the coaches and the team has not, the league has not shared that information with them. Now, there are some coaches, though, this morning. You got to love this one. This one drives us nuts as well. United States Department of Justice announced this morning that fraud and corruption charges have been brought against 10 people related to college basketball, including four coaches, Oklahoma State's Lamont Evans, Auburn's Chuck Person, Arizona's Emmanuel Richardson, and yes, I do have to say this, USC's Tony Bland are the assistant coaches who have been charged. Why can't these guys just play it straight? I mean, it's amazing. I know that it's big business. When you look at a USC basketball coach getting caught up in something like this, you got to really wonder because the team stinks every year, right? I mean, most people don't even believe that USC has a basketball team, yet they're cheating and still can't win. Unbelievable. Oh, amazing. Moving right along. How about this one? CEO Richard Smith of Equifax, he retired. Yeah, well, I think that he's been missing out on doing his job for a while as it is.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
144 million people he lost there under his tenure, not him, but under his tenure. Their data was breached. And I've shared this. I have found one person out of all the listeners we have, out of all the times I've shared this information, Equifax Security 2017. That's how you deal with this breach. Equifax Security 2017.com. I've had one person out of everybody, one, that was not part of the breach. Out of every listener and every person I've shared this information with, there's only been one person who has not been included in this breach yet. They say 144 million. I wonder if it's going to be even than that. Amazing. Moving right along, a lot of people hurting, but John McCain, Rand Paul, and some of the others, they just don't care. Yeah, they've got a little – where's my friend? I know that we've got him on here somewhere. I'll have to get this. There it is.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, Obamacare staying as the law of the land because these guys who promised to repeal and replace, they didn't get their act together, the Graham Cassidy proposal. Figure this one out. You got to wonder about this. Now, they're talking about this being an all-Republican repeal and replace. Yet Senator Cassidy's a Democrat. So I wonder if it's he brings up the measure, yet he's not going to vote for it. You got to wonder about that one. So to use a football term, apparently we are back at the Hail Mary process because they only have till the end of this week to get this voted on and to get it passed with using just the reconciliation portion. So we'll see what happens. You know, just another liberal. He's got a Republican name after his moniker, but he's not. Murkowski in Alaska, you know, she's not going to vote for anything. Rand Paul. He's absolutely worthless. I know that we've got some method in here, but he's totally worthless. There we go.
What are you doing?
Yeah, he talks about wanting to repeal, but he votes against it every time. You have to wonder about that. Maybe these characters, these worthless individuals, we'll be able to get the act together and deal with tax reform. That's next up on the docket. We'll see if we can actually do something there. I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you. It's just the way it is. Did notice, I shared with you yesterday that we were seeing early numbers coming in about Alejandro Villanueva. Talk about a hero. He's the Pittsburgh Steeler, West Point graduate, three tours in Afghanistan, Army Ranger. He wasn't going to have any of this stuff about sitting out, standing on the sidelines. And he stood front and center and with his hand over his heart for the national anthem yesterday. His jersey sales went to number one. You got to applaud that one where people are voting for that one. Voting with your wallet. That's just the way it is. Amazing, great information right there. We're going to continue our conversation. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Today, we're going to talk about it. Medicare, how do you know what you're dealing with in Medicare? It seems to me, you know, you just go right online and get it, right? I wouldn't do that. I mean, you can go do knee surgery that way, too, but it's probably not going to get the best results. They're actually doing a commercial. They've started doing a commercial following up on what I said about that one. More than half of all buyers surprised by closing costs in real estate. Habits of highly effective credit card users. Moves that will help you retire early and in style. All of that and more. You can read anytime our offer number. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Buyers are surprised by closing costs. Really, they're surprised by the closing costs.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
According to a survey conducted by Closing Corp, over half of all buyers are surprised by closing costs required to obtain their mortgage. After surveying 1,000 first-time buyers, the results revealed that 70% of all buyers were surprised the closing costs required at all. Really? I wonder who's their guidance for them. While another 35% were stunned by how much higher the fees were than expected. That's when they're obviously not going to see our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, where there are no lender fees. Quote here, home buyers reported being most surprised by mortgage insurance, followed by bank fees, points, taxes, title insurance, and appraisal fees, unquote. Bankrate.com gathered closing cost data from lenders in every state and D.C. in order to share the average costs in each state. I shared the map earlier on our Facebook channels, our social media channels. The map was designed with $200,000 mortgage. Obviously, this is national, not Southern California, with a 20% down payment. And you can see the idea. Figure 0.75% to 1% is a basic rule of thumb that you need to think about when you're talking about closing costs. It's about where it is, 0.75% to 1%. There are going to be fees also. You're going to have to be paying up front, especially if you're putting less than 20% down. And if you're a regular Ron Siegel Radio listener, you know that you do not need a 20% down payment. You can go as low as 3%, or for our veterans, 0 down payment. But you're going to be dealing with paying for property taxes in advance, setting up an impound account, insurance account. All of those are part of the program. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home. So today, we're going to chat about Medicare. What is it? Who is it? We're seeing a lot. I mean, if you can't turn on the news right now and not hear about health insurance, it's one of the big issues that are going on right now. Medicare, though, is it part of Obamacare? Is it part of the Graham-Cassidy bill? Well, here's the issue. Go online and find the answers. It's really simple. If you Google Medicare, if you Google Obamacare, you're probably going to get, well, I should do that just for fun right now and see how many hits I get if I put in here for Obamacare. I wonder how much I'm going to find out. And being that when we're talking about Medicare, those are geared for our seniors for the most part, right? So if you have a little bit of spare time, when I put Obamacare into Google, you're going to get 40,100,000 results. So you can start reading. Or you can listen to our guests. We've got David Autry here and Kristen Cruz here to share with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, so who is it that we can talk to for Medicare? Who's the ones that we're really focused on today? Out of that 40 million articles. Is it our young people, seniors? Who are we really focused on when we talk about Medicare?
We're focused on the seniors.
Seniors, okay. So are we defining that for me? 62 plus, 60 plus? 60. AARP says 55?
Right, yeah, exactly. That's for the magazine, right?
Oh,
AARP,
yeah.
To join the magazine.
Right.
But 65 and older is when you join or you can get, actually, you're entitled to Medicare.
Okay.
So that's, you know, after retirement, usually, of course, today, people are retiring much later.
Have to.
Yes, exactly. Right.
So would I keep my Medicare? I still have my employer-based insurance?
Not necessarily. Actually, you want to check with your employer insurance they're offering always.
Okay.
And a lot of times you can't get it back if you cancel your insurance or your employer. So that's a big thing to give up if you're not careful.
Okay. So let me ask this one then, because I don't want to pay anything. I'm cheap. So can I get both?
No.
Go ahead. we're stumbling each other. Sorry. Your Medicare, actually, you become entitled to your Medicare Part A.
Okay.
There's lots of parts to Medicare Part A, Part B. There's initial C and D. It's like alphabet soup,
okay,
actually. But your Medicare Part A, you become entitled to it when you reach 40 quarters of working in America and paying your taxes. So you do not have to pay for Part A.
So what if I don't work 40 quarters?
Then,
I'm a stay-at-home mom, which I wouldn't qualify as a stay-at-home mom. But, I mean,
no, actually, I'll answer that one. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you can actually draw that off of your husband's, your spouse.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so, I've been married at least 10 years.
Okay, so I guess I can say that my wife's entitled then. Right? I mean, because you have to wonder about that. And not necessarily in today's society as much, but historically we had where – now I guess it's not a wife and husband where you've got the stay-at-home mom. It's stay-at-home spouse. I guess I'm not usually politically correct.
Exactly.
Right? That's right. So,
right.
So, but if there is a stay-at-home partner there, that person is still going to be able to get Medicare.
Absolutely. They can draw on that person's Medicare. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
So the working spouse, they can draw on that.
Okay. So now you got us into some alphabet, and I have trouble with Lisa. You only went to five, so I still have one hand. I can put it on there. A B C D.
Right.
Okay, so I don't even need my thumb.
Right. Not, there are some plans that you may need that, but when you're generally thinking of Medicare, you do think of A B C and D right now, right?
Okay.
So the Medicare Part A we just talked about, you get entitled to by working the 40 quarters.
Okay.
But Medicare Part B, that is responsible for your medical, your basically your doctor's appointments and things like that. That's your Part B. You have to pay for that on a monthly basis.
Okay, so what do I get for A? If I have to pay for the doctor, then what do I get for A?
Hospital. That's your hospital.
Oh, okay.
That's your hospital coverage.
That's for a hospital. So that's why I just only want to go to the emergency room instead of going to see a doctor.
No, you don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that either.
No, no. That crowds the emergency room.
No, no.
You get sicker when you're sitting there in the waiting room. Right,
exactly.
Okay, so then where do I, if I got, Part A gets me to the hospital, Part B I have to pay for and I can go to the doctor.
That's your outpatient services, your lab tests, your medical equipment, your doctor visits, all that in nature.
Okay, and then Part C.
Part C would be your Medicare Advantage plans. There's a lot of them out there, but that's your Medicare Advantage plans, mostly HMO, and there's a couple PPOs out there, and that would be the Part C plans, and those are funded by the federal government taxpayers.
Okay, so that doesn't sound too bad then.
Well, hold on just a second, Ron. It's a little more complex
okay,
than
yeah.
that, right?
Okay.
Right. Let's go
before we get to
sure.
where it's going to, you're going to start confusing me because I'm a simple guy. What is Part D then?
Drugs. D
drugs.
Stands for drugs.
Okay,
yes.
So let's just go right to D if everyone doesn't mind. So we get.
Well, it's a good point you brought up, though. No, Part D is part of the whole equation there, but Part D, when you get Part C, you get everything in one plan. That's why people go to the Part C plans.
So I if I get Part C, then I don't need Part D.
No, need Part D. It's included, though. Part C
includes Part D. It's a part of it, right?
Okay.
So you can kind of get your Part C. It's kind of like your complete, which would be your Medicare Advantage plan.
I like
it
that. So Part
your
C
part
is complete.
D. Yes.
Yes.
So I'm starting to get to a point where a simple guy like me might understand. Maybe
there's,
not.
there's quite a few plans,
so,
though.
Wait. I thought we already did the plans A, B, C, and D.
That's where I
part,
think.
That's the parts of Medicare. Now you got about 34 plans out there, which we won't be talking about, but there are 34.
At least.
So there's 34 plus plans to go into the parts.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
This is the reason, Ron, where you need us. Right. So you need a licensed insurance agent to help you walk you through all the different many, many plans that are available
mm-hmm.
through each different carrier and what they entail. Some of them include vision and dental and different things like that.
Now, Kristen, I hear this all the time that especially the seniors that I talk to, they've got their expert everyone has their expert that they go to. And it's usually they live two doors down.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that's where everyone seems to get all their key advice. So we're going to chat about that part of it when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Advice not for you. We're educating you on Medicare. If you want advice, specific advice, this is why I know and understand that it's compliance officer day. You got to call Kristen and David and talk to them individually
Because when we're talking to all the folks that we're talking to right now, we can't give you specific advice geared to you and your situation. It doesn't work that way. Stay tuned because you're going to get a good overview. And what I really want to educate you on here today is what are the questions that you need to understand about Medicare. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. We're also going to talk about the habits of highly effective credit card users, and we will also chat about some moves that will help you retire early and in style. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, the replays will be available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of a
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Hey, just go over to creditsanitizer.com. There's a little video there that talks about your credit score. All you need to do is just watch the video. If you want to get into the e-course, it's totally free. If you're a listener of Ron Siegel Radio, totally free. I like that price. That's one of my favorite prices. Habits of highly effective credit card users. It's one of the issues that we talk about on Ron Siegel Radio all the time. So if you want to get using credit cards, I have no problem with those folks that are using credit cards. In fact, I use them all. I very rarely pay cash for anything. The idea here is you have to understand if you're looking at buying a house, buying a car, buying furniture on credit, anything you're using your credit score for, how do you maximize your credit score? Number one, paying on time is a big issue. I have shared with you many times, if you have a credit card that you are using on a regular basis, set up a minimum payment to be sent in automatically through your bank right before the statement due date. So it gets there before the due date every month. I don't care if it's $50, $60, whatever the number is, $100, I don't care. Go online, though, a week before your statement closing date. Big difference, not the due date, right before the statement closing date, and pay as much as you're planning on paying right then. That way you're going to maximize the benefit when they do the reporting for you. You know, you can optimize your rewards in some instances. I'm not a big fan of some of the rewards cards, especially airline cards. Those are a total farce. But the idea here is, you know, you don't need a million credit cards, just a few of them. Stick to a budget. Make sure you're not spending too much. Stay well below your credit limits before the closing date. If you've used up your entire limit right before the closing date, you say, oh, Ron, I pay it off in full before the payment due date. Wonderful. You've killed your credit score. Not the way to do it. You want to make sure you never have more, if possible, than 30% of your limit at the statement closing date. Always watch for offers. You don't have to have your credit card forever. If you see a better offer than what you're getting, take it. Monitor your accounts. Right now it's free. EquifaxSecurity2017.com. They used to charge $30 a month for it. Don't tell them I told you, just between you and me. If you go and cancel when they're charging that $30, generally they'll reduce the price in half. Don't tell them I told you that. They might get upset. So that's just a little secret that no one's listening. It's just us. So that is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, the credit e-course. It is totally free, CreditSanitizer.com. Watch the video and get on with it. Continuing our conversation this morning, we are chatting with Kristen Cruz and David Autry. Team Insurance is the name of their company. Learning about Medicare today. This is not, as I shared in the last segment, this is not specific advice geared for you. Keep those compliance people happy. Our idea here is to educate you. As part of Ron Siegel Radio, our mission, I'm sure that people learn from what we're talking about on a regular basis. I hope people are learning what we're talking about on a regular basis. But what's most important to me is really to make sure that you get questions. And when you have these questions, you're able to then go to professionals. Don't go to the internet. Google is not a licensed real estate agent. They are not a licensed insurance agent. They are not a licensed security dealer. It is not even a good place to go and get medical advice. You want to talk to people who are understanding it, people who are doing it on a daily basis. That way they can understand your situation. That's why we're chatting with David and Kristen this morning so you can get the information from them. So let's let them talk. And if Mindy's watching, she'll probably be sending a text here any minute. It says, as a regular basis, it says, let your guests talk. So, okay, so we've got covered California, if we have to. And now I'm going to turn 65. I haven't got there yet. But what do I need to know?
So I know who's asked to kick.
About my insurance. What, Kristen, tell me, what do I need to know? I'm going to be 65. I don't know which way to go.
Okay, well, if you're coming from Cover California and you're turning 65, bye-bye Cover California.
No more Cover California.
You're losing Covered California at 65.
Is that good or bad?
Well, it depends on how you feel about it.
You don't have a choice. It doesn't matter, right?
It really doesn't matter.
It is what it is.
You now.
I think I've got that friend here somewhere also. So is Medicare, is it better? Is it not better? I mean, I know we don't have a choice.
Well, first of all, I'll jump in on that. Medicare is really good. It is a great plan. Medicare is like the first stepstone to get into your other coverage, though, because you don't want Medicare by itself. You know, 3% of the population does have it by itself, but you don't want to be in that 3%. But
Wait a second. I'm slow. 3% of the population has it by itself.
Yes.
Medicare alone.
Medicare alone. Okay, but last segment we were talking about the idea that I can't have my employer coverage in Medicare.
No, you cannot, but there every
you just said about having it alone. So what's
Well, some people choose to have Medicare by itself. It's not that they choose. They either don't know about all the other plans that are available to them, or they live in an area where these other plans were not offered at the time, or they just don't have the money for it.
Okay, so you're talking, now you're going to the part of where, that's where there's 3% that don't fund all those part things you were talking about.
I know.
Okay, so are the part things, are they different from company to company, or?
Very, actually.
Okay, so now what do I need to know about that, or where do I, what is it, what is, like, if we're just sitting down and I'm 65, and what are some of the things I need to prepare ahead of time to have a conversation with you?
Well, if you have insurance through your employer,
okay.
First of all, you need to get all the benefits from your employer and what the benefits are going to be, what they're going to offer. You want to know what it's going to cost you. Then you want to sit down with a licensed agent like one of us that can compare it and make sure that you're making the right decision. You never want to just walk away from employer plans, and I cannot stress that enough because a lot of people do that.
So, and I think that probably goes to where they were talking at when you hear in the news, they talk about the Cadillac plans, right?
Okay.
So those are the ones you might want to be staying with instead of taking your Medicare.
That can be a little confusing too. When you say the word Cadillac, that usually refers to Medicare supplement plans. Now, Medicare supplement plans are a completely different plan than what we talked about earlier of the ABCD complete Medicare Advantage plan. That's a whole different
subject.
That could be a whole other conversation. So when you sit down as your agent, right, that's why it's so important to have a personal person with you sitting down and answering these questions for you. Because what my first question to you, you know, if you're turning 65, would be, what does your health care needs look like? What are you dealing with? Do you have underlying medical conditions you're facing right now? What types of doctors are you seeing? What types of diseases are you dealing with? Those kinds of things, because that would gear us into what type of a plan that we would maybe discuss with you. Because as Dave and I discussed earlier, there's over 37 Medicare Advantage plans in just in Orange County, based on all
the just areas. Orange County.
That was just Orange County.
Wow.
Now, every county has their own Medicare plans based on different carriers, multiple carriers. And then also Medicare supplement plans now are national plans, and they're all over the country. And those are 6 to 7 plans that have different initials with those. And a plan F, as you said, the word Cadillac, would be more considered like a Cadillac plan.
Gotcha. So now let me ask this question then, because a couple of the things that you brought up there, the doctor list, the disease list, medication list, you know, we got all different lists we got to deal with. It almost sounds that right now I have a plan through my company and my wife is on the plan with me. So she basically has the same coverage that I have.
Absolutely. And when you're with an employer plan, it makes perfect sense to be on a family plan.
Right.
When looking at Medicare plans, any Medicare plans, they're all individual. So now as an individual, Medicare looks at you only as an individual. There's no such thing as family plan any longer when you're with your Medicare.
So if I go and do all of the research and I've got a bad back and I've got a bad knee and other than that, I'm pretty healthy. Can I make the assumption that whatever plan I find makes sense for me, that my wife is going to basically follow the same plan?
No. Let's be clear on that. If you have an employer plan with you and your spouse, if you come off the employer plan, many employer plans are going to drop your wife immediately because you can't plan. Therefore, she would have to go out and get insurance too.
Right.
Now, she's under 65. She could be 63. It could be very expensive. So if she can stay on the employer plan, absolutely, you want to leave her on the employer plan. But maybe she can't.
So I might have to stay on my plan till I'm 68 if she's not 65.
Absolutely.
Although she's older than me, she's not watching, so I can say that.
I actually advise clients to do that. So that, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that's then. Okay, so this is where I think a lot of people get confused when they go and, you know, John down the street went and found out that he wants a Part A or Part C plan that's whatever,
sure,
and with his medications, and I look at it and say, well, that doesn't make sense for me.
Bingo. You just said it, actually. The most important thing is, that's why a licensed insurance agent who has all the information about all the plans with all the different medications and all the different medical groups is so important, because everybody is different with their basic needs. And so your neighbor down the street is on a certain plan. I should be on that one. Well, it could be terrible for you because your doctors aren't covered, your meds aren't covered. Things will be much more expensive for you, and that wouldn't make sense.
Okay, so when we come back, I want to talk about there is a myth or fact that changing companies after you've been on a program can cost you more. And we got a couple other questions we're going to throw in here as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing real estate, current events, and the financial markets. ACA influencing Medicare is moving forward. That's an interesting question. We're going to have to get into that one also. If you got questions for our guests, go ahead and just share them right there on the Facebook page. We may not get to them all, but we'll try and see what we can get to. We're also going to talk about moves that will help you retire early and in style. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only one I know of that has the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Fast Pass Loan Approval means no more
pre-approvals. You just have that fast pass, and you go in loan contingencies. I like that idea as well. And make sure you keep on listening. We're going to be giving away, I believe it is tomorrow or Thursday, we've got some auto show tickets that we're going to give away, and you might find some of the answers or the answer to the trivia question may be contained in today's broadcast. So you might just want to take note if you want those free tickets. Moves that will help you retire early and in style. Some of these I think you're going to really, just laugh at me. But a lot of people laugh at me, so I'm used to that part of it.
Bad feeling about this.
Number one on the list, 1910. I'm not going to go through all of them. Number one, spend less than you earn. Really, does that surprise anybody?
Surprise.
Start saving early. Don't leave money on the table. And I love when you look at some of the headlines. Don't leave money on the table. Well, of course you don't want to leave money on the table. You got to save the money. What we mean when we say don't leave money on the table is take that 401k match. Don't put any more money into the 401k than you absolutely have to, but match what you can, and then we'll give you some better options for investment money. We've talked to Al, he's been on many, many times. We've chatted about the idea. This year, I think his program is going to earn 17% and insured. Think about that concept. You're not going to get that every year. Don't go calling the SEC on me. We can't guarantee the future. That's the way it works. Minimize your taxes. I love minimizing taxes. Take a little bit of risk. Stay informed about your investments. That's why you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. Break free from the herd. I know everybody says put as much as you can in the 401k, and I say that's just a ploy to steal your money by the government. Talk to somebody about Social Security. You may not want Social Security benefits at age 62. Maybe you want to manage your taxes and wait until age 70. Maximize your income potential. I love this one. Marry the right partner. That might be a way to get into your retire early and in style. My wife has a cousin that did that, right? Don't have kids too early. Consider a smaller family. Don't keep up with the Joneses. We'll get to more of that. You want the full report, just give me a ring, Ron Siegel Radio. Text me, write me, tweet me, all that kind of stuff. I'll give you the report. Let's get back to our subject. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trust. I'm sorry, the Gold Star Mortgage is the one that's bringing that one to you this morning. Continuing our conversation, we are talking about Medicare today. So, changing plans. I've had this conversation with a couple of folks, and their comment to me was that if you change plans, if you go from company A to company B, that your premiums are going to increase. True or false?
False.
Okay.
But if you're going to change companies, why would you want your premiums to go up? That's the first thing I'm going to ask you, unless you're really upset with the company you're with. But premiums normally would go down. If I recommend another plan, it's because the premium's going to be low.
But then if I want to go back to the first company next year, I find that there's a reason to go back. Am I going to be looking at price increases necessarily, or does it just seem like it might be odd?
They're pretty much all – it depends on if you're talking about supplements or Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, that's a loaded question. That's a loaded question, Ron.
Okay. Because right now, really, the question is about supplements, the way you worded it. That's the premiums, because there's no premiums for the Medicare Advantage plans. So if there is a premium, normally we like to lower the premium enough to where it's beneficial to change. Otherwise, and you can't go up usually.
Right.
In coverage, you got to go down or lateral to change.
Down or lateral in coverage.
Yeah, they don't like you to go up. In other words, if you have a plan that doesn't cover everything, you want to get the Cadillac of plans like you mentioned earlier. Normally, they don't allow unless you go through underwriting, which is another thing.
Okay, because you would think that if I get on Medicare when I'm 65, mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll be pretty healthy. But as I get older, I would assume that I'm going to need more coverage because I'm getting older, mm-hmm. And you can't get it then.
Well.
That's not such an easy question to answer, and only because it's based on everybody's different situations, right?
Okay.
So when you're looking at, Dave was talking about Medicare supplement plans, generally speaking, and that's when you're talking premiums. If you're looking at Medicare Advantage plans, particularly in the Southern California area, we're looking at zero premiums and zero co-payment plans, possibly because of a doctor medical group that may be in one plan versus not another plan. So the premiums wouldn't you? Because a zero is a zero is a zero.
Okay.
And zeros are pretty nice.
I like zeros.
Yeah, pretty great. So
the Pearl Harbor, that zeros are good.
Yeah.
No, but let's just jump in there. We're talking about, though, that's why it's important that we sit down
Absolutely.
And review the benefits of our clients every year. I have some clients locally in Orange County. I sit down with them every year. Well, a lot of clients I do it for, but I sit down with them every year. They're very astute. They've been around a long time, and they still are on the Medicare Advantage plan, but they are considering supplements every year. And they haven't done it yet, and they're in their 70s now, but we go over it every year, and we explain it, and we do the pros and the cons, and we decide which one's best for them, and that's what we do.
So if they've been on the Advantage plan, and they're paying, there's no cost to be on the Advantage plan, is that right?
A lot of Advantage plans, I would say, generally speaking, yes.
Okay. If the supplements is where my expenses come in.
Yes.
And the supplement plans also vary. They actually increase yearly. So that's where you're kind of saying, okay, as I'm getting older, chances are my need for insurance goes up. So as I go up in age, so does my need for insurance, so my premium goes up. So that's where your premiums go up in your Medicare supplement plan.
Okay, got it. So, and the Medicare, by the time I do all this stuff, if I have Medicare, can I just basically say that I can take that health care out of my budget? Have no expenses then?
No. Here, and I'll go backwards a little bit when
okay.
we talked about this earlier in the last segment, is that Medicare as a whole only pays 80% of all of your costs, right, of all of your medical costs. And Medicare, just the Medicare Part A and B, does not cover anything to do with your drugs. So no matter what, you need to add some sort of prescription drug plan, a Part D as in dog. So prescription drug plan, you need to add that no matter what to your Medicare. And most people, that's why you work with licensed insurance agents like ourselves that help you walk you through all the different plans, because now you need to cover that 20% of your medical coverage that is not covered by Medicare Part A and Part B. So if you have, think about it, Ron, if you had 20% of an open heart surgery bill, you would be responsible for 20% of that. That could really bankrupt you.
Sure.
So the chance of needing any additional insurance is so important for people that are on Medicare, and that's where we come in. We help you with those choices and give you peace of mind and confidence in making those choices that are out there.
So what percentage, and I don't know if you know this answer, I mean, we don't have to be specific. Do the more people go through a licensed agent, or do they try and do it themselves?
I'm actually a numbers person. I do follow all.
Okay.
They probably about 67% do go through insurance agents.
Okay.
And it's increasing. Just like, you know, I mean, certain services go with Medicare supplements, some go with Medicare Advantage, some go with employer plans. It's about 33% each for all three. We're going to 33% go with group coverage.
Okay.
33% supplements, 33% with Medicare Advantage. So
it's pretty even. What does it cost somebody to go to a professional?
Nothing. It doesn't cost. Are you saying our cost of
right.
Nothing?
I mean, okay, you gotta make a living. You gotta support the family.
No, I mean
our consultant is free of charge. Our services are free of charge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. We come.
So
to
why
your
the
home.
Heck would I want to read 40 million pages on Obamacare?
You
know,
wouldn't.
You wouldn't want to do that. that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up. It is a complex program, you know, system that we all
sure.
deal with, and. I'm a broker and I'm an agent, and I used to not really like agents in the past because I thought they were all out for themselves and for their money and for their commissions and all that. It's not true.
David, there are some that come in here. I've interviewed people before they come on the show.
You know what?
And you hear there are those people that are out there. They only care about number one.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know what?
They don't get to go on air with me.
unfortunately, because of the senior population, you've got to understand that it's we do this for them because we want them to be our clients forever, not just today when we sign up one time. We get paid by the insurance carriers. That's how we get paid.
Okay.
And for taxpayers, so we all pay for the program. And here's the good news: the Medicare Advantage plans all pay the same, pretty much the same exact amount. So there's no more cherry picking, putting someone on a plan because it pays more. That used to happen. So there's a lot of good changes.
Have all that stuff. Okay. So I love that idea. So we're gonna. Unfortunately, there's still a whole lot more cover. But there's not a whole lot of time. So give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with David and with Kristen. They can help you out. They can give you all the answers. I'm still learning this stuff. I'm a simple guy. But I want to bring you some questions. That's why I ask you every day to set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.